Welcome to Stories Podcast. We're going back to our weekly schedule, but we could use your support. To make it easy for families, we have two ways to give back to the show. The first is by going to patreon.com/stories. You can also follow the link on storiespodcast.com and donating directly. This gets you exclusive extras, like bonus episodes, as we hit donation thresholds. The other way to help is by going to our partner site, goplaypretend.com. You can also follow the shop link on storiespodcast.com. On Go Play Pretend, you will find all the coolest kids' clothes and toys from Amazon to check out. But here's the secret. Amazon pays us no matter what you buy. So you can go to goplaypretend.com, click any of the product links, and then do your regular shopping. There's no extra charge to you. Amazon just donates a portion to the show. It's a win-win. Thanks again!
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Now, here's the episode. The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Once upon a time, in a field that lay high above a town that lay high above the sea, there was a boy who tended a flock of fluffy white sheep. He was a very lonely boy, because other than the sheep, he had no one to talk to. If we're being completely honest, he tried talking to the sheep, but they never had much to say beyond the occasional grunt or baa. Day after day, he tended the flock, and day after day, he grew more and more bored. The only excitement in his life was when he and his father brought the sheep down the winding mountain trail to the quiet little town that lay high above the sea. Again, if we're being completely honest, it wasn't much of a town. There were only 100 people in all, and that's counting the babes too young to walk and the elders too old to work. But to the boy, it was the most exciting place on earth. In the town, you could talk to people that would talk back, and not just go, baa. Plus, there was a temple and a stable and a general store that sold milk and oats and, best of all, bright twists of saltwater taffy fresh from the sea. But unfortunately for the boy, visits to the town were only done a few times a year, when there was wool to sell or supplies to buy. So the boy was lonely. Until one day, he had an idea. His father had told him he must never go to town by himself except in an emergency. So all he had to do was make up an emergency and he could go. It was such a simple and perfect plan, the boy only wondered why he hadn't thought of it sooner. All he needed was an emergency. After a minute's thought, the boy knew exactly what to do. He would tell the town that he had seen a wolf. That may seem a silly lie to you, but wolves were the greatest enemy that shepherds had, because they would sneak into the fields and eat up all their sheep, fluffy white wool and all. So the boy turned from his field and began to run down the winding mountain trail, yelling all the way down.
Wolf, wolf, here comes a wolf. The sheep, they are in trouble. Wolf, wolf, here comes a wolf. Please send help on the double. My flock is pasty, and to a wolf quite tasty. So please be hasty and help me.
He yelled this all through the town. He yelled it through the temple. He yelled it through the stable. He even yelled it through the general store with the milk and oats and bright twists of saltwater taffy fresh from the sea. Before long, everyone in the town had gathered around the boy, even the babes too young to walk and the elders too old to work. They listened to his cries and then, as a group, started up the winding mountain trail, grabbing whatever weapons they could find. They grabbed canes and clubs and sticks and stones and axes and arrows and barking dogs on chains and even a single rusty sword that someone had in their attic. They made a great loud crowd as they came to the field way up in the mountain, and they were ready to fight off the wolf. But, of course, there was nothing there. Nothing but happily grazing sheep. The leader of the group, the oldest and most respected person in town, turned to the boy and said,
little boy, you've made us rush and on the double. Now where's this big bad wolf that's causing all the trouble?"
The boy could only blush bright red and shrug his shoulders. The townspeople, realizing they'd been tricked, started back down the winding mountain road, grumbling complaints about the boy and the imaginary wolf. The boy acted embarrassed, but he was secretly delighted. One little run and he had the whole town to talk to. So, a week later, when he was having another lonely spell, he decided to try it again. So the boy turned from his field and began to run down the winding mountain trail, yelling all the way down.
Wolf, wolf, I'm sure this time the sheep, they are in trouble. Wolf, wolf, one in his prime, please send help on the double. My flock is delicious and to a wolf nutritious. So please be expeditious and help me.
He yelled this all through the town. He yelled it through the temple. He yelled it through the stable. He even yelled it through the general store with the milk and oats and bright twists of saltwater taffy from the sea. Before long, everyone in the town had gathered around the boy. Even the babes too young to walk and the elders too old to work. They listened to his cries and then, as a group, started up the winding mountain trail, grabbing whatever weapons they could find. They grabbed canes and clubs and sticks and stones and axes and arrows and barking dogs on chains and even a single rusty sword that someone had in their attic. They made a great loud crowd as they came to the field way up in the mountain and they were ready to fight off the wolf. But of course, there was nothing there. Nothing but happily grazing sheep. The leader of the group, for the second time now, turned to the boy and said,
"Little boy, little boy, you've made us rush and on the double. Now where's this big bad wolf that's causing all the trouble?"
The boy could only blush bright red and shrug his shoulders. The townspeople, realizing they'd been tricked again, started back down the winding mountain road, grumbling complaints about the boy and the imaginary wolf. The boy acted even more embarrassed this time, but again, he was thrilled. The trick had worked a second time. So, a week later, when he was having another lonely spell, he decided to try it again. So the boy turned from his field and began to run down the winding mountain trail, yelling all the way down.
Wolf, wolf, for real, the sheep, they are in trouble. Wolf, my sheep will be a meal, please send help on the double. My flock is squealing and to a wolf appealing, so get your feet a-reeling and help me.
He yelled this all through town. He yelled it through the temple, he yelled it through the stable, he even yelled it through the general store with the milk and oats and bright twists of saltwater taffy fresh from the sea. Before long, everyone in town had gathered around the boy, even the babes too young to walk and the elders too old to work. They listened to his cries, and even though they had been fooled twice before, they started up the winding mountain trail, grabbing whatever weapons they could find. They grabbed canes and clubs and sticks and stones and axes and arrows and barking dogs on chains and even that single rusty sword that someone had in their attic. They made a great loud crowd as they came to the field way up in the mountain and they were ready to fight off the wolf. But of course, there was nothing there. Nothing but happily grazing sheep. The leader of the group, for the third time now, turned to the boy and said,
"Little boy, little boy, you've made us rush and on the double. Now where's this big bad wolf that's causing all the trouble?"
The boy could only blush bright red and shrug his shoulders. The townspeople, realizing they'd been tricked again, started back down the winding mountain road, grumbling complaints about the boy and the imaginary wolf. All but the leader. He turned to the boy again and said,
"You've made us fools three times, and three times pays for all. So do not look to us again. Do not come and do not call."
And with that, he turned and left the boy alone again. The boy acted embarrassed, and he acted sorry, but he didn't really believe the leader of the town. After all, what had worked three times would surely work a fourth time too. So the next week, the boy started to feel lonely again. But before he could decide to head down into the town crying wolf, he saw a dark shape emerge from the woods at the edge of the fields. The boy didn't believe his eyes at first, but there was no mistaking it. There, standing amongst his beloved flock, standing nearly as tall as his shearing shed, was a giant mountain wolf. So the boy turned from his field and began to run down the winding mountain trail, yelling all the way down.
Wolf, wolf, a great, great beast, the sheep, they are in trouble. Wolf, wolf, down from the east, please send help on the double. My flock all fleeced is to a wolf a feast, so please at least come help me.
He yelled this all through the town. He yelled it through the temple. He yelled it through the stable. He even yelled it through the general store with the milk and oats and bright twists of saltwater taffy fresh from the sea. Before long, everyone in the town had gathered around the boy, even the babes too young to walk and the elders too old to work. They looked at the boy, shaking and crying and screaming in their midst, and then rolled their eyes and walked away. The boy yelled and yelled and yelled for help, but no one would listen. At last, the leader of the town came to him. The boy looked him in the eye and said, "Leader, oh leader, take pity on youth, for this time of all times I'm telling the truth." But the leader only looked at him with a sad smile and said,
little boy, I told you what not to do. You've lied and cried wolf 3 whole times, and I no longer believe you."
The end. This classic cautionary tale was retold by Daniel Hines and produced by Jake Letizia. I'm your narrator, Amanda Weldon. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another episode of Stories Podcast.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.